This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Russian President Vladimir Putin on Thursday denied having any intentions of using nuclear weapons in Ukraine, but described the conflict there as part of alleged efforts by the West to secure its global domination, which he insisted are doomed to fail. Speaking at a conference of international foreign policy experts, Putin said there's no point for Russia to strike Ukraine with nuclear weapons. In a long speech full of diatribes against the United States and its allies, Putin accused them of trying to dictate their terms to other nations in what he called a dangerous, bloody, and dirty domination game. The UN nuclear chief says he's sending inspectors to two locations in Ukraine where Russia alleged that its activities related to the possible production of a so-called dirty bomb was taking place and expects them to reach a conclusion, in his words, in days. Rafael Grossi said inspectors from the International Atomic Energy Agency would be traveling to Ukraine to inspect two sites after a request from the Ukrainian government. He said the purpose is to detect any possible development of bombs meant to scatter nuclear waste, as alleged by Russia's UN ambassador in a letter to the UN Security Council. Ukraine's state energy company, meanwhile, said Thursday it was limiting electricity use in multiple regions of the country after Russian attacks overnight targeting energy infrastructure. And a deadline to resume power sharing in Northern Ireland's regional government passed at midnight Friday, setting the UK-run province on a course to its second election this year. In an argumentative Thursday session, lawmakers briefly reconvened for the first time in months for a special sitting, but they failed to elect a speaker. This is VOA News. The Bank of Japan is expected to maintain its ultra-low interest rates on Friday, in contrast to U.S. and euro rate hikes. Any such decision could drive the yen to a new low as banks in the world's biggest economies try to stave off a global recession. President Biden is focusing on the economy as he makes his closing argument before next month's midterm elections. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani has more.
Hello, Syracuse.
In congressional battleground New York, the president touted his administration's economic progress, citing microchip manufacturer Micron's plan to build a facility that'll create 50,000 jobs.
It's the largest American investment of its kind ever in our history.
As voters struggle with inflation and recession fears, the president got a boost with news the economy grew at a better than expected rate in the last quarter.
And although it may not feel like it for everyone, people's incomes went up last quarter more than inflation went up.
He says if Republicans gain congressional control, the progress will be reversed. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Cuba is facing its second fuel shortage in 7 months as long lines developed around many Havana filling stations. The lines came a day after state-run Cuba Petroleum Union, or CUPET, announced a deficit in the availability of fuel. In a statement published on Twitter, CUPET blamed the deficit on logistical difficulties and higher-than-usual demand. Communist-led Cuba is facing its worst economic crisis in almost 30 years. Due to the effects of the COVID-19 pandemic and U.S. sanctions. A Tennessee man who's been dragged a police officer into a mob of rioters during the U.S. Capitol attack has been sentenced to more than 7 years in prison. U.S. District Judge Amy Berman Jackson sentenced Albuquerque Head on Thursday to 7 years and 6 months of imprisonment, followed by 3 years of supervised release. Head pleaded guilty to assaulting former D.C. police officer Michael Fanone on January 6th of 2021. And it's taken just 3 days to seat a jury of 12 people in the New York tax fraud trial of Donald Trump's company. Meanwhile, thousands of Sri Lankans have marched into the capital of Sri Lanka to urge the government to halt its crackdown on demonstrations against an unprecedented economic crisis that has engulfed the Indian Ocean island for the Indian Ocean nation for months. And you can find more on all the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.